This audio is about slow breathing exercises. So if you've listened to the preceding audios and watched the videos, you'll have a good understanding of the benefits around breathing or pranayama techniques. So before we begin this particular exercise, I just wanted to just check in that you have an understanding of the contraindications around breath holding. So while breath holding does have its benefits, there are a few contraindications that you need to be aware of. So with this particular exercise, in the slow breathing exercise, we are only going to be practicing one breath holding technique. However, if you have the following contraindications, I don't want you to practice the breath hold. So if you have any form of circulatory disease, any blood pressure issues, you're pregnant, in nausea, you have any form of dizziness or headaches, just don't practice the breath hold that we do at the start. You can skip that one. So before you practice this slow breathing exercise, I just want you to take a few moments just to get to know your breath. So take the time right now just to switch off the audio and just observe your breath. So if you haven't done so already, and just pop your feet flat on the floor, close down your eyes and just observe your breathing and start to notice aspects of your breathing. Are you breathing too fast? You know, what is the rate of your breath? Are you breathing too shallow? Are you feeling the breath high in your chest, or can you feel your belly moving? Most people who have stress in their life, maybe a bit of anxiety, and some people with illness, will be showing some dysfunction with their breath. So switch the audio off and just pay attention, just observe. Okay, so what did you observe with your breath? Now, just because you might be breathing a little bit too shallow or a little bit fast, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have anxiety or stress or ill health at all, but it is a very good indication of your breathing function, okay? And this technique, this slow breathing technique, is going to help you with relaxing your breath and improving your diaphragmatic breathing. So you need to have watched the deep abdominal breath video first, because this is where we're going to head with the slow breathing exercise. We're going to use the abdominal movements and we're going to be focusing our breath low into our belly, but we're going to slow that breath right down. Okay. So just get yourself nice and comfortable in your seat again. And we're going to do one more exercise before we start. So grab your little stopwatch or grab your phone, and we're going to pop it onto a timer for a minute. And I just want you to pause the video once more and go to the sheet, page 2, of the slow breathing exercise sheet, and I want you to record the number of breaths you take in 1 minute. So use your stopwatch and count the number of breaths. So just pause this video and go ahead and do that. All right, so let's now do the slow breathing exercise with your feet flat on the floor. I'm going to invite you just to breathe in normally, and then you're going to retain your breath. So hold your breath. We're going to count to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to breathe out and say the word relax to ourselves. Now begin to breathe in, deep abdominal breath work right down to the lower abdomen, into the rib cage, right up to the collarbones, and then breathe out, collarbones, rib cage, and abdomen. Let's just repeat that once more. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, out, 3, 2, 1. And again, breathe in to the belly, 1, 2, 3, all the way up to the top of the collarbones, out, 3, 2, 1. And just breathe normally and naturally now. Okay, so that exercise, a very simple exercise, I want you to practice that 4 times a day. You can see how long that took. It didn't take very long at all. I want you to practice for the next 7 days. 4 times a day. So just find breakfast, lunch, dinner, and just before you go to bed, practice this diaphragmatic breathing, this slow breath exercise. And on your recording table, I want you to tick off when you have completed it. And then at the end of the 7 days, I want you to time your breath for another minute and count how many breaths you take in that 1 minute after 1 week of practicing the slow breath exercise. And then I'd like you to post this recording table. So maybe take a photo or just type it in, just so that I can see that you've actually been practicing during the week. Just post it onto the online forum for me, onto the Facebook page. All right, guys, best of luck with your practice, and I look forward to seeing you in a class soon. Namaste.